Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul. And this is Ask Drone You.
Yes, it is. And welcome to episode number 57. We are so glad you're with us. Another great question on tap, at least we think so.
No.
It's something very close to your heart, Paul, because you've learned how to fly a little bit more difficult type flights.
Uh-huh.
And this question sort of speaks to that.
Okay. What's the question, Rob?
What is the question?
I want to know the question.
Well, the question is, and by the way, it's from Jerry. So his question is, why would you fly through a door? So you must have been talking about this at some point. Why fly through the door when you're flying a property? Instead of just carrying it through the door and then editing in some outside footage later, why go through the difficulty of doing that with the added risk, etc.? Tell us.
So why fly through a door when you can carry your drone that has a gimbal on it? Well, it really comes down to how smooth and professional do you want your video to be? Because when you carry your Phantom, and you know, the DJI is going to release at NAB the new handheld stabilizer for the Inspire camera. But why, you know, a lot of people are like, well, why wouldn't I just hold the drone through the door? And it comes down to lateral movement. Your lateral movement is not nearly as smooth or as graceful if you fly through the door. Your lateral movement is not as graceful if you handheld through the door rather than fly through the door. Now, I understand we're talking about this this guy was asking this question yesterday in the webinar, and we were talking about real estate. We were talking about how to fly through real estate. And you know, one of the things that he said is, you know, I see you fly through doors all the time. Like, why do you do it? Why don't you just handheld? It's a lot safer. Well, I take a lot of pride in my videos, and my reputation is number one, and I want everyone to know that I have the smoothest, most fluid video out there.
And there's probably really no way, or at least 99 times out of 100, flying through is going to be smoother than walking. You just can't avoid some bounce.
Yeah, I mean, when you walk, you have an up and down motion anyway. So
especially the way Paul walks.
Hey, my gangster walk is nothing like your movement right now. If I could just show people this, I mean, if there was a Crip walk, you just did it.
I'm wearing my best man.
You know, Snoop D-O-double-G would be proud, okay?
Right.
I'm just saying. Now, I want to put this in perspective for everyone. This is probably the last guy who should be Crip walking, but, you know, he's got those moves.
Mad skills, Paul.
Mad skills and one. Jeez. Oh, man. Well, if you want to have mad skills when you're flying, don't handheld your drone. Then that's kind of useless. I mean,
so where are some places that people can practice besides the door? Maybe set up a hula hoop or something?
Hula hoop is a good idea. Fly through a window. I know that sounds hard, but it's actually easier than you think. Start with bigger doors first. Fly through like your balcony door, or if you have a sliding glass door, that's normally a lot wider than your normal door. Things to be careful of when you are practicing flying through doors: if it's windy outside and it's not windy inside, or if inside you have a ceiling fan on or your air conditioner, you know, kicks on with a huge blast of air. These are things you need to be used to anyway.
Right.
So practice without those things and then practice with them.
And again, I mean, some doors might go into go close to a dining room or something. And there's going to be a table. They've got to be aware of
the ground wash effect.
The ground wash effect.
So do know when you are flying over objects, you have to counteract that ground wash effect. You can do so by elevating a little bit more. Just try to maintain your movements. Don't try to make a movement and then stop and then make a movement. I try to do half circles around every room. And if I don't like the footage, then I'll, you know, one of the things that I've been trying to do to take my footage even to the next level is I will fly in reverse over those objects where I will have ground wash effect, but if I'm moving fast enough, it won't affect my video. So I'll film at 120 frames per second at 1080 and narrow in a GoPro. That's really gonna help me reduce all my rolling shutter, the fisheye effect, and whatnot. It's really going to help with that. So I will de-elevate and going about 3 meters per second over furniture, like you saw in my most recent video, the Pinot Ridge one.
Yep.
If you want to find that, just search for Ride Media on YouTube, and it's the first video on my channel. It's the most recent video. And, you know, one thing about that video is you'll see a shot where I de-elevate over furniture and it looks like I'm really low to the ground. People like to see perspective change or perspective shift.
It adds interest.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, just like when you fly through trees or you fly through objects, it adds a lot of like excitement, like, whoa, that was really cool. Yeah. You know, so.
Well, and I would assume, tell us more, Paul, about the whole idea of editing. While even a really good editor, it's just not going to flow the way it will if you just fly the entire scene.
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to say is, you know, don't handheld stuff. You can handheld a pano, maybe. So that's a movement from like right to left. But as soon as you start walking, that lateral movement is just going to, your video is going to suck. It's not going to look good.
Right, right. So again, I think the best idea is to start practicing outside, again, with a hula hoop or, I don't know, a big box that you cut the bottom out of, something to replicate a door.
And the other thing too is if you do hit a tree, you hit a bush, you hit the grass with your prop, replace the prop. You cannot trust the prop anymore. This is, I really can't, how do I say this? I really can't stress this enough.
Because it will give out on you
over time.
When you're 200 feet in the air, least expecting it.
And you're going to have a total failure at that point.
Right.
So yes, be very careful. Be very, very, very careful. Again, guys, if you want, you know, more detailed information, like this week, we're doing a series, Rob, on how we can make our GoPro video look like more professional video and how we can get away with using a Phantom over more expensive rigs. Because we all know if we're not spending a bunch of money on equipment, well, then we have a larger profit margin.
So, absolutely. And it's just incredible what we've seen Paul and others do with just a GoPro.
Yep. And just a Phantom. And even, you know, just like we were talking the other day on the podcast, if you are flying inside, and one of the questions that was asked in the webinar last night is, can I fly inside with my Inspire 1? And I think it's actually going to be a lot easier not flying with the Inspire 1 indoors because you have the optical flow sensor. So your elevation is going to be up and down, up and down, up and down. Huh. You have a much larger rotor wash because you're spinning a larger prop with larger motors.
Yeah.
And it's also a wider vehicle. So it's going to be much more difficult to get through hallways. It's going to be much more difficult to get through doors and you have no real grace area.
Right. So the Phantom is just so versatile and probably the best idea for most of our listeners. It's so cool to go get the biggest, best, shiniest new toy.
But most of the guys who are even doing that are still posting their videos that's Phantom footage. Yep. Just because, just like you said, it is most versatile. And the other thing about the Inspire versus the Phantom is DJI is continually updating no-fly zones now on the Inspire. So you're seeing more and more and more and more no-fly zones. Well, if you have a Phantom, you're not going to run into that problem.
That's a little side benefit.
Maybe a little side note for you.
Nothing wrong with the cherry on top.
Everyone loves sundaes.
I love a sundae.
And everyone loves whipped cream. Well, some people don't. It's okay. Yeah. But everyone does love a cherry.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, now you're making me hungry.
Well, I want some ice cream for lunch, Rob. You can make that happen?
I will make that happen. Okay. How could I not now? Right down the street.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for our podcast today. Don't forget, if you have a question, make sure to go to askdroneu.com and you can upload your question or you can send in an email or a written question. I know a lot of you guys don't want to be heard on air, and that's okay. So email us, support@thedroneu.com.
Please do that. And don't forget our weekly webinars, live webinars every Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern. And we go into a lot of different subjects, but the goal is to go deep, and they're interactive, and come be a part of those. They're
That's
fun.
Right. They are a lot of fun. They are a lot of fun. Well, guys, we will see you there, or we'll see you on the next podcast. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U.